ABC Radio Australia.
Now, another grand final will be played out in Vanuatu later today with the renamed MSG Prime Minister's Cup, formerly the Melanesia Cup, up for grabs for the first time in more than 20 years. But the revived soccer tournament hasn't quite worked out in the way the organisers might have expected. The final will be a showdown between Papua New Guinea, no surprise there, and Vanuatu's development team. They were included to do just that, develop in the international arena up against the five senior teams from Melanesia, PNG, Fiji, Solomon Islands, New Caledonia and Vanuatu. They certainly weren't expected to be challenging for the trophy or to have knocked out their own national side on the way and then Solomon Islands on penalties in the semi-finals. It's a remarkable achievement by coach Yalu Robert, who is usually in charge of Vanuatu's national women's team, and he says it demonstrates that his young players are more than ready to play at a higher level.
Proud of my players, and they prove it that they have also in the team A. So that's where they proof to the people that yes, they also can have place in the first team.
And did you expect to make it this far into the cup, like to the final?
Yes, of course. I know that we can reach there because this development team is also made up of some of the. Of the players that they also represent the country in other national teams, especially in youth. So for me, it was not like unexpected. I know that if we can put everything or they can put everything their best, we can reach the final.
And how are you feeling about the final game tomorrow? Are you feeling nervous or excited? What do you think the outcome will be?
Both nervous because I want to win. The crowd will be with us. And excited also that coaching a team in the final in our own soil. So for me, it's a good experience.
Good, yeah. And like, what's it like to be able to represent the country on your home ground in a cup that hasn't been played for nearly 22 years?
Oh, it's like we used to say, it's an honor to represent your country because to represent your country, we don't have so many chances. So if you had this opportunity. An opportunity like that to represent your country, for me it's an honor and to make your fans, your family back home, or friends or new fans happy with the result.
Yeah, definitely. And so, just my last question: what's next for the development team?
Okay, it depends a lot. Our national head coach decision. So for me, it's good to have two teams, and then now he can select the best in each team for the next national team. Like I said, so next year we'll have the qualifying round for the Olympic Games. So like I said, I have also the under-23s in my team. So it's good for them to come and get some experience with the senior players that we have in the team. And then next year, it depends on coach if he called them. But I think it's a good for him and good also for the team.
So, Yalu Robert, a coach of the Vanuatu development team, not surprised to see his side in the final of the MSG Prime Minister's Cup. I'm not sure the organisers would see it that way, but certainly they've done extremely well and they will face up against Papua New Guinea. It's this afternoon, in fact, the match being played at the Luganville Soccer Stadium in Luganville. Before that, the third place match between Solomon Islands and Fiji. It's been quite a momentous week for soccer in Vanuatu, because their national captain, Brian Kaltak, is not involved in that tournament at the moment. The reason being, he's been on trial with Central Coast Mariners here in the Australian A-League, and he's finally secured a contract, which, by my reckoning, makes him the first player from Vanuatu ever to have secured such a contract to play professionally in the A-League. He's been getting good raps from his coach, Nick Montgomery. It's going to be interesting to see how Brian goes when the A-League season kicks off about a week's time, I think. I think it's, a week tomorrow, the A-League season starts. Good luck to Brian Kaltak, now a Central Coast Mariner.